it's so good to be with you. And many good things have happened here at St. Albert the Great this week. For example, the Red Cross blood drive was a huge success as 41 units were donated by you. We reopened the parish offices, complying with all of the safety measures. We have completed all preparations in keeping you safe at Mass, and as of Wednesday, we resumed public Mass. So a very special thank you goes out to all of you today for your prayers, your patience, and your understanding. On this, the solemnity of the Ascension of the Lord, the readings provide us with very important reasons to remain positive in life. And at the time that these words were written, the church was going through a very stressful time, actually exceeding the level of intensity that we are now experiencing with the COVID-19 pandemic. So I think it would be good if we would take just a few minutes to look at how our Lord's ascension into heaven is one big confidence booster then, as well as today, and actually forever. Confidence builder number one: we have direct access to God through Jesus. Now, when Jesus lay in a tomb and God resurrected him from the dead, he was glorified. But when he ascended into heaven, we are told that he was exalted, meaning that he was high and lifted up above all things. That's why Paul writes that through Jesus, we can now approach God with great confidence so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. Through Jesus, my dear friends, remember, your direct access to God is unlimited. You have the ear of God no matter what's going on in the world, and the God of the universe is available to you 24/7. That's a confidence builder. Confidence builder number two: our greatest supporter now sits at the right hand of the Father. This is another one of those fantastic reasons why we celebrate Jesus' ascension today. Paul writes again, as we heard in the Word, that when Jesus ascended into heaven, he took his place beside God and was given power over everything. There was nothing beyond him that he did not have. Remember, this Jesus who loves you so much that he gave his life for you, this Jesus who knows what it's like to be with you and knows what it means to feel the needs that you have, is now your primary advocate to God the Father. So when you take a need to the Father, Jesus literally intercedes on your behalf and God listens. God listens. Your greatest supporter sits right here at the very hand of God. Confidence builder number three: we have been given the power of the Holy Spirit. We hear this over and over again in the scripture readings today. Jesus says, you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. Now, the Greek word for power is the same word through which we get the word dynamite. It's that powerful. And while it is true that the Holy Spirit is described in some places as a sweet dove, we must also remember this, that the Holy Spirit living within us is described as having the punch of dynamite in our lives. I like how St. Basil expressed it. He said this: through the Holy Spirit, we are restored to paradise, led back to the kingdom of heaven, and adopted as God's children, given the confidence that we need to call God our Father and to share in Christ's glory and in his power. How's that for a confidence booster? But Jesus doesn't stop there. His love is too immense and too great for you. So he gives you another booster, and it is this: Jesus has given you a purpose in life. A purpose in life. Now, having a purpose in life makes you feel that you matter, that you're important, that you're significant. And when you feel that sense of calling and significance in your life, what happens? Your level of confidence rises upward and upward and upward. And in today's reading, Jesus makes known your purpose in life. What does he say to the disciples as he speaks to all of us? He says, go. Go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them, Jesus says, everything that I have commanded you. And in Acts we hear, and you shall be my witnesses. You will be my witnesses, beginning right here, and then he begins to just span it out from there until you get to the uttermost parts of the earth. Remember this, this is critical to having confidence in life, regardless of what's going on. The God of the universe has given you the most important mission in life, and that's to go and make disciples. Actually, there's nothing greater that you can do with your life. So, you might say, in one sense, that you are a VIP. That's a confidence booster. And then the final one is that Jesus is coming back in victory. All of these good things, people say sometimes, I don't know what the ascension has to do so much with my faith, but actually it has a tremendous amount of great affirmation in your faith and building confidence in your life. See, when Jesus took his rightful place, sitting at the right hand of the Father, it is said that he received authority over everything. Everything was below him and he was above it, and that he was crowned king. And right now, even as I speak, he reigns over the heavenly kingdom in its fullness and the church. But one day, it says, the Father will turn to the Son and he will say, it's time. It is time to go back and restore peace and harmony to everything. He's going to make it all right. It's going to be all good. So it's at that moment we are told that Jesus will arise from his throne and return to establish his rule forever. That's why the angels said when they were looking and Jesus was going up into the clouds, they appeared and they said this. They said, why are you looking into the clouds? Why are you standing here looking into the sky? This Jesus who has been taken up from you into heaven will return in the same way as you have seen him going into heaven. That's powerful. The claims of Jesus are tremendous. They are so powerful in your life. So nothing we may have, remember, to endure in this life is forever. There may be some battles in life that we're going to lose, and there will be, but the war is won. The Lord is the winner. So all things pass when Jesus returns. So put your feet in that, root them in that confidence. So when you think about the importance of the ascension in these five great truths, life becomes less stressful, even in the midst of today. And we receive the hope and the encouragement that we need to keep on living a life that is positive, a life that is affirming. So I'd like to leave you with two thoughts for reflection today. Do you need a confidence booster right now? Well, it's a challenging time, we all do. Why don't you pick one of these very important truths and claim it in your life today? But wait, as a matter of fact, all of them are for you. Why not claim every one of them? They're actually yours for the taking. The second thing is this. Please continue to practice patience and understanding as we navigate our way through the COVID-19 pandemic. I must say, you have been so loving and so kind through all of this. And I have found this in life. When we are patient and understanding, it makes life more enjoyable and it makes life more manageable. God bless all of you. I love you.